The text for today's Latin hymn, Adoro Te Devote, was written by none other than Thomas Aquinas. This 13th century Italian saint was a Dominican friar, priest, philosopher, theologian, and prolific writer. His best-known works are his Summa Theologica, but he also wrote commentaries on scripture and many other things. All students hoping to become Catholic priests must study his works thoroughly before being ordained. In the year 1264, his poem, Adoro Te Devote, I Devoutly Adore You, was added to the newly created feast, Corpus Christi, a feast honoring the body of Christ, that is, the Eucharist or the bread. But by that year, Thomas Aquinas had already been using his poem for his daily adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Today's email gives a literal translation of this historic hymn text. Verse 1 opens with the believer's adoration of the Holy Eucharist, which, according to Catholic belief, has mystically become the body of Christ, while still looking like bread. It reads, I devoutly adore you, hidden deity, who are truly hidden beneath these appearances. Verse 2 confirms that the bread does indeed look and taste like bread. Verse 3 says that, in the same way, Christ's divinity was hidden on the cross, but in this Eucharistic bread, both Christ's divinity and humanity are hidden. Verse 5 refers to the Eucharist as living bread. Verse 6 interestingly refers to Christ as the good pelican, not the good shepherd, the good pelican. Medievalists mistakenly thought that the pelican was so totally devoted to her young that if no other food was available, the mother pelican would pierce her own breast with her beak in order to feed the little pelicans her very own blood. This strange belief led artists to portray this heroic act, and some Christians to associate the pelican with Christ, giving his own blood to save those he loves. The final verse asks that, even though Christ is now hidden in the Eucharistic elements, may we eventually see him in his glory. We hear the Canto Cattolico musicians perform this modern setting by J.P. Rojas of the 13th century hymn by Thomas Aquinas. Thank you.
Tot un mundo.